This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Scappers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We just left Michigan this morning, and we are now on our way over to Tennessee to do a couple events. We stopped in Indiana to broadcast live, and friends, I got to tell you what, we have a guest today. Her name is Maya Hahn. And she is a pharmaceutical whistleblower. And I'm just telling you what, friends, you need to sit down for this one and strap it on because she's a power pointer and she's a power puncher. So she'll be with us in just a couple of minutes. Before we get to that, what I'd like to do is point the finger over at our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is we've been doing, and what it is that we are continuously doing. Luke 19:10, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump on over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, where there's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Hello. Folks, just think about this today. What are we seeing? We're seeing the powers that are tolerated use our military, our grandpas, our dads, our uncles, our brothers, our cousins, our neighbors against us. But I want to remind the military, you swore an oath to uphold the Constitution as well against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and it is not your job to protect those corrupt politicians that have committed crimes and transgressions against we the people time and time again for decades. It is your job to uphold the Constitution just like the rest of us, okay? And the bottom line is we're watching on a, well, global scale, where the powers that are tolerated that are using our militaries to protect criminal politicians against the people that they're to serve. So, again, this is what we're combating over on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, 13 to 15 articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, go ahead and jump on. Go ahead and jump on the platform on the right side of the page. You can go to live radio, which broadcasts in 53 countries as well as 133 cities in the United States of America, or you can jump over on our video platform on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on Top Chef, if you will. Also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We are live over there as well, and you can go ahead and click on to the media platform in which we are on today and jump over on our Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, no doubt. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. And Americans, it's time for you to come to know your foundations, The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And either we're under the blessings of God or we're going to fall to the curses of God. And you can see that judgment is increasing little by little. And you can see this verbatim, friends, in Leviticus 26, starting in verse 14 to the end of the chapter. Folks, it's going to get worse and it's going to get worse and it's going to get worse until the people realize that we, the people, are the government, that we, the people, are the responsible party in righting the wrongs in this country. We are not to keep our eyes fixed on some corrupt clown on the stage of politics, friends, that continuously sell out the American people. They promise us the world concerning upholding those laws. Once they are incumbents, they begin their tenures by attacking the American people. And it's my understanding that's exactly what we're in for right now, which I believe is here to wake up the American church as another opportunity to right the wrongs by the mercy of God. And I praise God for every opportunity given in the process of doing just that. Now, one of the things I want to hit before we pull up, Maya Han, the pharmaceutical whistleblower, is, folks, there are people still talking about it's not over with. I'm embarrassed for you. I want to tell you that. For those that have not known, it's common knowledge amongst those that are paying attention that QAnon, friends, is a PSYOP. It's a military PSYOP. If you take the time to understand that the Bolsheviks used this back in 1921 to 1926, and the purpose was to neutralize opposition by creating a false impression that a powerful group of military leaders have organized to stop the communist takeover. It's exactly what's happening today. Folks, 5 years later of promises by the last administration, QAnon, the players in QAnon have been put in place to do nothing more than kick the can down the road, to buy themselves more time, to dismantle, and to strengthen themselves against the American people. And it's exactly what has happened. But Americans, I've got to say this. I warned you. Scripture has warned you in this ministry on the Sons of Liberty, the morning show, the afternoon show. We have held to the Word of God. We have held to the U.S. Constitution. But the way that people take it, friends, is this. They continuously keep their eyes fixed on some sort of vicar, some sort of mediator that's going to pull them out of a situation that their sin has brought them to. Now, I'm here to tell you that that's not going to happen. Our sin is finding us out, no doubt about it, Numbers 32:23, and here we are. Those that dig the hole, they're going to fall into it. Until America, listen to me carefully, until America repents, nothing's going to change. For those that are still talking about QAnon and what they're going to do, and there's going to be a military roundup, if you know anything of the history of dictatorships, friends, if there is going to be a roundup, you can rest assured it's not going to be a roundup of the bad guys. It's going to be a roundup of the good guys. This is how deceived these people are. And these are the same people that continuously promise you over and over again, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and now 5 years later, even after Donald Trump is now out of office, oh, look to the false prophets that I warned you of as well, friends. Didn't want to say so, but here we are now. There's a lot of people eating crow, but again, we had our feet upon the rock. We told you to beware. We identified the false prophets. We showed you the false prophets. Again, the American people, somehow or another, have to learn the hard way. Now, why that is, I have no idea. Folks, we're going to come right back with Mia Han, pharmaceutical whistleblower, in just a moment, right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The commercials aren't supposed to work, Angie. That goes out nationally. It also goes internationally into 53 countries as well as 133 cities. So just again, for the new time listener, do understand that we are broadcasting live into 133 cities across the country. As well, we are broadcasting into 53 countries abroad as well. Now, before I pull up Maya, really quick, friends, I want to give you a shout-out. If you want to call in at any time, please do. I'm going to let her vent because we need to let her vent. She's a power pointer. She's a power puncher. She's a pharmaceutical whistleblower. And I was actually doing an event in Hastings, Michigan on Sunday morning, and she was sitting to the left of me. And throughout my presentation, there became, a time for questions and answers, and she just spouted up right away. And after the service, usually what happens, you get about, I don't know how many people come up to you, and you're literally talking to people for about an hour or two after, ministering to others and listening to their stories, so on and so forth. Well, Maya came up to me, and she just kind of gave me a little taste of what she's been doing, and I just knew right then and there that this woman had what it takes to get her on live radio. And so what I did is I watched down the way from Michigan to Indiana today, a video that she did on the Capitol steps, and I just knew that this was going to be a good show. So without further ado, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to pull up Maya Hahn, and she is a pharmaceutical whistleblower. Are you there, Maya?
I'm here, Bradley. Thanks for having me.
I totally appreciate you. Now, listen, I just watched your video throughout Michigan and Indiana. And I got to tell you, I was quite pumped up about what you're doing, and I'm proud of you, first and foremost, for what you are doing, because there's so far and few between that are willing to do what you're doing. But you have quite a biography here. So can you just go ahead and share with our listeners across the country and the 53 countries that listen to us as well. Can you kind of give us a little download of who you are, what it is that you've done, and how it is that you've came to the point of becoming a pharmaceutical whistleblower on a nationwide basis for us, please?
Yes. Well, I started out as an autism specialist and a speech-language pathologist. I've been doing that for over 25 years, working with the population of severe to profound autism. And at that time, it was in the late 90s, and the incidence of autism was 1 in 500, and the parents were screaming from the rooftop that the MMR vaccine had caused their child's injury. And fast forward a few years, and I became a mother myself, moved to Michigan, and I knew that there were some concerns with vaccines. However, just like all moms and parents, we are told to trust the doctors. They know best, and I figured it was one in a million, like they said, of vaccine injury. And unfortunately, in 2016, I learned the hard way that it was not one in a million. And since then, I've become an activist, an advocate for health reform, Christian values, American exceptionalism, you know, all of the things that we believe in, believe to be true, the foundations of our country. We thought that we have a government that protects us. We have regulatory agencies that are doing the right thing to protect us. And through the journey of my own children's injuries, I have discovered the horrific truth that our government is part of a massive, corrupt government, okay, pharma-induced, controlled propaganda machine. And they are truly harming America's children, the world's children. I think it's the greatest crime that our population has ever seen.
And we're seeing the older people, the elderly right now, concerning who is the end aim, who is in their scope right now. So, well, without further ado, if I'm one of those individuals that don't know what you're about to tell me, and a doctor tells me you need to get your vaccines, and if you don't do it, well, then we're not going to sign off on it. What would you do to deter me? What could you tell me in deterring me from possibly listening to a qualified doctor? What would it be, Maya? I'm curious.
Well, I think this year more and more people have begun to wake up to the fact that not everything is quite right with the CDC. They're a little concerned about the safety studies that are being fast-tracked through these vaccines, and as well as the censorship. The bottom line is that the CDC has been covering up and lying about their vaccine program. In 1986, Ronald Reagan signed off on an act that allowed the pharmaceutical companies that produce vaccines to be liability-free. He did this on one condition. He did this to say that the HHS, Health and Human Services, and the CDC had to report to Congress that they did their own independent studies, because they knew that the pharmaceutical companies, if they had zero liability, would not care one iota if their products were safe or unsafe. So, unfortunately, we have discovered that HHS has not fulfilled its obligation, has never done these safety studies, and this has been now a revolving door for the pharmaceutical companies and the CDC to just continue to put out more and more vaccines. Since this act, we had about 12 vaccines, and since 1986, our children before the age of 18 now receive 72 doses of vaccines. And these vaccines are tainted. They're not only made in China and have contaminants that are not regulated, but they have metals in them. One of the biggest results that we have found, that researchers have discovered, is they're using aluminum as an adjuvant. And aluminum, we now know, is a neurotoxin. And yet there's no regulation that's happening to say that a baby born on the first day of life should not only not be getting aluminum, but the amount of aluminum they have is toxic to an adult. And we are giving these in massive doses. We're giving multi-doses at one time at a child visit. I mean, our children are being inundated with a neurotoxin. And that's just the beginning of it. We do not have a system in place in our country that is protecting the American people from what is going on from a liability-free company to make sure that these products are safe. There's absolutely no gatekeepers right now. And in fact, the gatekeepers own patents on these products themselves. So if you ask me, are these safe for adults? Are these safe for children? How can we possibly say they're safe? There's been no safety done.
That's right. Well, and they're going to act with impunity, and that's exactly what they've been doing. When I think of that act in 1986, the Childhood Vaccination Act, Safety Vaccination Act, I read it. I've read it several times. And it's so unthinkable to me, Maya, that they would actually get away with this in the face of the American people. So it explains to all Americans today as to why they're acting in such a fashion. It explains to all of the American people today, and this is happening on a global scale, by the way, as to why they didn't properly vet or test these vaccinations. But as Christians, we go back to Leviticus 17:11. It tells us that life is in the blood. It's interesting how when we go over the likes of Bill Gates, we see that he wants to depopulate the world. He said it. I didn't. He wants to take the world population from 9 billion down to 6 billion. And he said that if we do a really good job on vaccines, we could do this. And they're trying to sell it to the American people. And I've always said, Maya, the people that are selling us the virus are the same ones selling us the vaccinations. And you're talking about these regulatory watchdogs, per se, that have patent on these, that are profiting from these vaccinations, again, with impunity. It's interesting that they operate in such a fashion, but I don't think it takes a genius to see that that's exactly what's happening. But how un-American is this? I mean, to take life, to be, you know, to be held without consequence if someone's hurt from one of your vaccinations. No one else gets away with that. No, nobody does. But the American people want to believe that these people know best, and in fact they don't. And we have the unlicensed, the unprofessionals setting the narrative, and yet they're censoring the licensed, the qualified physicians that are trying to warn us of these vaccinations. What say you?
We have such a massive problem in this country. Not only is the pharmaceutical companies, over 55% of the CDC's annual budget is paid for by Big Pharma, but they're also integrated into every medical institution and medical school in the country. Our doctors that come out of these institutions have been taught by pharma curriculum. I mean, we know that there is issues within our school systems with our children, the indoctrination, as you've talked about before. We have the same thing with our medical schools. Doctors are coming out of these institutions without being critical thinkers to know who created the curriculum that they are learning. Truly,
exactly.
We don't know what these doctors have no idea that they get into a profession to try to heal people. And if they only were to look under and behind that curtain, they'd realize that they are harming more children in their career than they've ever helped.
That's right. We're going to take a hard break right now, friends, talking about Maya and with Maya on right now, a pharmaceutical whistleblower, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is America's day. This is Democracy's Day.
The nation's 46th President Joe Biden opening his inaugural address, Biden noting the challenges of the ongoing coronavirus crisis.
Once in a century virus that silently stalks the country. It's taken as many lives in 1 year as America lost in all of World War II.
The president also making pleas for unity during these times, although many of Biden's supporters are wanting people who voted for former President Trump to be, in their words, reprogrammed. State capitals across the country are seeing small, peaceful protests after bracing for much worse. Although no specific threat, security was ramped up in each of the nation's capital cities following what happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago. You're listening to USA Radio News. Whether it's COVID-19 itself or the fear of getting it, the number of workers calling in sick has nearly doubled since the pandemic began.
Absenteeism itself reached near epidemic levels in November, with almost 1.8 million workers calling in sick to their employers. Attorney Quentin Brogdon, a partner in Crane, Brogdon Rogers of Dallas, Texas, tells us absenteeism has caught the attention of the FBI because it can disrupt the nation's supply chain.
Absenteeism has the potential to shut down a factory or shut down a business. And so the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has been involved and has warned employers to be on the lookout for fraud because it has the potential to disrupt interstate commerce. Therefore, it can be a federal crime.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Powerball drawing worth a projected $730 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in and talk to Maya, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Not that we're going to have time to take any calls. But the fact of the matter is I want to keep pointing to the fact that this is your radio show indeed. Again, friends, we're talking to Maya Han right now. She is a pharmaceutical whistleblower. I just met her in Michigan, and we were talking about a Brandy Vaughn. Do you kind of want to highlight a little bit of what took place with Brandy Vaughn most recently, and then we can kind of get back to hitting the topics in which we were speaking right now, Maya?
Sure. So Brandy Vaughn started a organization to also speak out to the whistleblower, speaking out about vaccines and the vaccine issue that we have. And there's been some very interesting, suspicious deaths amongst many in the natural health arena. And, you know, there's kind of conspiracies out there that people are getting knocked off by pharmaceutical. But Brandy Vaughn, she was stalked and was actually murdered this last year because she was a whistleblower, because she's exposing the truth and people start to listen. You know, we have a massive problem with censorship in this country. And unfortunately, it gets to the point where it's dangerous for people to discuss this topic. The big pharma is so powerful. They are ingrained not only into our government, into all of our media, as you know, into big tech. I mean, this topic has been censored a lot in the past. We've all been censored, but now it's hit a crescendo where everybody is being censored. The threat. You know, the World Health Organization last year, the top 10 threats to global health, the top 10 was also the so-called anti-vaxxers, the vaccine hesitants. And if people really understood what that threat is, they're really afraid that people are going to learn the truth of what they have instilled and unleashed onto the world, that their entire vaccine program was a failed attempt at trying to help public health. And in fact, they've destroyed many, many lives. So we keep talking out, but it can be very dangerous.
Yeah, well, obviously, because I watched the videos as well with Brandi Vaughn, who is a former ex-Merck sales executive, and then she began to find out what was going on in the pharmaceutical companies in which what she worked for, and she found out that the drugs that they were selling to people were actually doing more harm than good. So she began to ask questions, then she began to expose them. Obviously, she was ostracized, then she was stalked. And right before Christmas, I believe it was December 9th, if I'm correct, she was found unresponsive by her little boy. And I got to tell you what, that causes me more righteous indignation than any sense of fear whatsoever. And I think that we need to, that the American people need to do is begin to look at how we've been censored, how they're killing off these holistic doctors, how they're killing off these women that have the courage such as yourself, Maya, to stand up and speak out against these big pharmaceutical companies and allow their cruelties to swell our ranks. Because to be honest with you, that's what it does for me, Mia. And I'm quite frankly sick and tired of all this, because this is across the boards right now. We are under attack. And one of the things I wanted to bring up too is I was thinking of Anthony Fauci kind of hitting up on something you just said a moment ago. You know, it's interesting, Maya, that just, what was it, about 2 weeks ago, a video surfaced of Anthony Fauci. So we're finding that 10 years ago, the same players, the same bad guys, and the same script, they tried doing this 10 years ago, and it failed miserably. Now, 10 years later, they're beginning to push it forward. Now, as a matter of fact, you just heard drugged-up Joe Biden talk about how he's going to enforce a federal mandate concerning masks. How that's going to happen, I know not. I don't know that anybody's going to take him serious enough to actually listen to what he has to say. But the fact of the matter is, these are repeat criminals coming at us over and over and over again. What would you say to the American people to stop that repeat, that circular reasoning, and bring it to a halt, and grab them by, well, you know, grab them by the head and look in their face and say, I love you enough to tell you this is what's going on, and you're being lied to by those that are sold to you as America's doctors.
Absolutely. Well, this has been going on almost every decade for quite a long time. People are just starting to wake up to this. We actually had another attempt. Every time they attempt to spread the fear propaganda of vaccine-preventable diseases, it's an attempt to push their newest vaccine or their vaccine schedule and to remove the freedoms and choices of the American people. You know, just last year, 2019, I guess that was now almost 2 years ago, if you recall, we had a measles outbreak. And they used the exact same playbook that they are using here with COVID-19, that they had already sold to the American people that measles was dangerous, measles is deadly. Most people think that if you get the measles, you're going to die. The percentage of death, mortality rate, as we now know, are more familiar with mortality rate because of COVID-19, the mortality rate for measles is 0.0003%. That means that your chances of dying from measles are significantly less than what they're saying is COVID. However, we've been sold that it's so dangerous that those mothers in 2019 were running out to the pediatrician's office to give their less than six-month-old the MMR shot, even when it's not even safety tested, as if there's any safety testing, to give it to them because the fear is so. And from that movement, that fear propaganda, and we heard that news cycle 24 hours a day talking about there's another case, there's another outbreak. They were able to remove all vaccine exemptions in New York City for all children to go not only to public school, but to private school. Not only that, we were able to mandate the Amish, the isolated Amish community that have their own school and they don't like to vaccinate. It's against their religion, religious freedom. the state of New York was able to fine them $2,000 a day per student until they were vaccinated, all the way up the entire vaccine schedule. The Amish people tried to sue the state of New York, and they lost. The religious freedoms in this country, the religious freedoms of the Amish community in New York City, were removed because of the propaganda of the measles outbreak. This is how powerful fear can play into the American mind and allow such atrocities to happen. And it's going to continue to happen across our country if the American people don't wake up and realize this is a farce. This is all about big money, big pharma, and that we better stand up, protect our God-given sovereign bodies, and start saying, no, we all deserve a choice. And we want to know what the heck has been going on over there with this, you know, backdoor, you know, money-passing industry. Because what has been happening and putting our children up onto the altar for slaughtering, it has to stop. And I hope that all of your listeners start to really look into this and find out what's been going on for the past 30 years.
Talking to Maya Hahn right now out of Michigan. She's a national pharmaceutical whistleblower. How do people get a hold of you, if they want to get a hold of you?
Yes, well, I am the regional director for Michigan for Vaccine Choice, and you can contact our organization at michiganvaccinechoice.org. I'm happy to connect you if you are in another state with your medical freedom organization. I think we have organizations that we're partnered with all across the United States. But there are many, many people that are fighting to expose the truth, trying to bypass the censorship, and it's going to take the entire community to stand up, stand together, fight for freedom, and fight for our rights for not only our geriatric population, our population, but the children's and the future of our children as well.
Amen. What I want to do is next segment, I want to get over to, I want you to name names. Who are the bad guys? I think for the most part we know who they are, but I want you to begin to identify to the American people and suggest who they are by name. I got about 3.5 minutes left on this segment, and I wanted to ask you to basically to spell out the vaccine concerning flu shots as well. When I was listening to you on the Capitol stairs there, you were highlighting statistics on the flu vaccination. Can you go ahead and share with our listener as to what those statistics are?
Yes. So we have a vaccine reporting system in this country. After they took liability away from the pharmaceutical companies, basically it's the American people that are paying for these. And they've created this tracking system. So if you get injured, you have to report your injury, and then the taxpayers end up paying it out. There's this vaccine court, which now Harvard did a study and then found that we're only capturing actually 1% of those vaccine injuries. I'm sorry. What was the original question? I got sidetracked thinking of something.
Oh, no, that's okay. I just wanted to know the statistics on vaccine. You were highlighting the dangers of the flu shot.
Yes. So the flu shot is the most highly reported injury. It's the most dangerous vaccine that we have on the market. I'm not sure if that's statistically correct, but that's what we get through our VAERS program, that reporting system. I think it's probably because most adults realize that there's a connection when they got the shot to I had a adverse reaction, and then they report it, versus the children aren't able to express that so much. But basically, it's the most dangerous vaccine according to this database. And at the same time, there's a Pentagon study that just came out that showed that if you have the flu vaccine, that you have a 35% increase in getting a coronavirus. Now, this was a study that wasn't done with specifically this COVID-19 virus, but it's, you know, the upper respiratory coronaviruses that they looked at. So it's a 35% increase in getting one if you take the flu vaccine. So I find it very interesting that there's this giant push everywhere we go to get the flu vaccine during a pandemic where we're dealing with a coronavirus that's sweeping the country, yet they want us to go out and get a vaccine that's going to increase our susceptibility to getting this coronavirus. So,
that's right.
You know, the saga continues, the deception continues.
Maya, we got a heartbreak right now. We're talking to Maya Hahn, pharmaceutical whistleblower. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back. Folks, check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies to the CIA-controlled media's useful idiots, said Russian revolutionary, none other than Mr. Lenin over there, Vladimir Lenin. I just wanted to let you know you can check us out as well. Subscribe over there, folks. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll always be there. We have platforms set up now. Go ahead and click onto them. You can watch us as well and join us on Top Chat. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, and join us on Top Chat. We're not opening the lines today, but for further reference, friends, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933 is the number to call in live. We're actually in between Michigan and Tennessee. We're in Indiana right now. We stopped for the show. We'll be doing some events in Tennessee. We'll be doing an interview with White House correspondent tomorrow, Dr. June Knight, as well. And on Friday, we will be in the area of Mount Pleasant doing an event at my friend Brandon Taylor's home, as well as that Sunday. And then we'll be back in Minnesota shortly thereafter again. So we are on the road doing this stuff, friends, as they say, and we do it every single month. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to book us at any time, now's the time to do it because we're always about 3 months out. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to book us. So let's get back to Maya Han. She is a national pharmaceutical whistleblower. What I'd like to do, Maya, if you don't mind, is I'd like for you to begin to start to name names and share with the people information that nobody's willing to give them. And I want you to name names because I believe it's important for you to do so, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely. So what, after my children's vaccine injury and I started going down this path, I watched a film called Vax. And that pretty much laid out the foundation of where things really started getting nefarious. So there's a doctor named William Thompson, and he was a head scientist. He still is, actually, at the CDC. And he was in charge of a study on autism that basically that we had in the 90s, that increase in autism. And so they wanted to look into that. They actually were starting to do some studies on that, so I appreciate that. And William Thompson was the lead scientist and looked to see, could there be a connection with the MMR vaccine and autism? And, of course, we now know that all over the CDC, they have emphatically said that vaccines do not cause autism. Well, Dr. William Thompson had a friend named Dr. Hooker, whose son had regressed into autism. And William Thompson had a phone call with him professing his guilt that he and his colleagues at the CDC who did that study were told by the upper head of the CDC, which would be Robert Redford, Robert Redfield, and Dr. Fauci, contributed to them covering up the fact that they found a 336% increase in autism in the African-American population of boys if they were given the MMR before the age of 3 years old. And they discovered this, and they were told to burn this information. And since then, thankfully, Dr. Hooker was recording this conversation, and he told him that he did. And William Thompson, Dr. William Thompson, then has claimed whistleblower status. He's still at the CDC, and he actually had kept what he was told to burn, 800 pages of the actual study that showed this 336% increase in autism in African-American boys, over to Congress, to actually Bill Posey in Congress. He handed it over with his whistleblower status and exposed everything. Do you realize that Bill Posey, this was in 2014, Bill Posey cannot get another congressman or his committee to address this, to subpoena the doctors in this study, to subpoena the CDC, to get them to testify, to expose the truth, that since 2005, they knew that every time a child would get the MMR before the age of three, and specifically African-American boys, that they had a 336% increase in that child getting autism.
Is it not interesting that 6 years later we're in the position that we are in today? Because one thing I've noticed, Maya, is the fact that when you call out these corrupt politicians for who it is they are and what it is that they're guilty of, without fail, they defy all the more. They just defy the people that they're supposed to work for. And I got to say, I honestly do not for the life of me understand why 330 million people in this country stand down with the information that they have. I do not understand for the life of me, Maya, why there's 88% of the people in this country right now wearing a mask that are pretending along with a government they say they don't trust, pretending along with the media they say they don't believe. And here we are today. Yeah. And this is only going to increase all the more. But for goodness sake, at least stand up for your children, friends. No question about it. Who else do we have on the docket? We know Bill Gates involved. Can you go ahead and explain a little on Bill Gates to the American people?
Well, we know that Bill Gates, he doesn't have any kind of medical degree, scientific degree, but his, I believe it's his father, his grandfather, I'm not exactly clear on that, was part of Planned Parenthood. So they had this back when Planned Parenthood was really about eugenics, and part of Bill's plan, and you could watch it anywhere on YouTube, you can hear Bill Gates in the same presentation talking about the greatest threat to all the world and humankind is overpopulation.
and that his plan to reduce the world population was through a massive vaccination program.
And he called it a good shot.
Beyond comprehension. And now he is behind this massive vaccine program, our COVID-19 program. You know, this COVID-19 vaccine, I tell you, there are some things, there's plenty of whistleblowers going on with this. Again, we have the massive cover-up, the censorship. I mean, like we've never seen before.
Well, what's interesting to note,
you know,
I wanted to add, Maya, if you don't mind, that just, what was it, 3 weeks ago after this bill was signed by this the past administration, we found out that it was a COVID-19 relief bill that had very, very, very little to do with COVID-19. But we did find out that it did fund our sworn enemies in the billions. We also know that $3.5 billion of that COVID-19 bill, the relief bill, $3.5 billion was allocated over to that of Bill and Melinda Gates' organization, Gavi. So yeah, we're doing this to ourselves, and there's no getting around this. And the fact of the matter is they're going to continue. What's that?
I hope by now the American people have discovered that our government is not working for the people. I really hope that people are at that point and that they start to plan ways to bypass and clean the people that are so corrupt. They're about money and power. Because literally, okay, I'm going to give you some stats here. So when I started working in the 1990s, 1 in 500 children, okay? And they continued this massive influx of vaccinating of our children, okay? Today, do you want to gather how many children now have autism? In 2018, the population of birth, 1 in 36 children now have autism. And that was in 2018. Britain just came out with a study that says 1 in 22. We are on a trend. I'm talking a pandemic, a silent pandemic people aren't even talking about. This is, COVID doesn't compare to 1 in 22 children now have since the 1990s when they started pushing all these vaccines on us to this date, 1 in 22. If we continue on this trend by 2030, at the exact same rate, it's going to be 1 in 2 children will have autism.
That's right.
This is the end of our nation. The end of our nation. You have a caregiver and you have a person that cannot be part of society. How can our economy survive? I can tell you right now, The Economist, I have it right in front of me. Economist in 2015 projected that $460 billion annually would be spent by the year 2025, okay? But that estimate was not even considering that we have these upward trends. The projections now, if we continue at this rate by 2025, it's going to cost us $1 trillion a year for their non-medical
and productivity costs. Maya, this is a hard break. It's the end of the show. Maya, how do people get a hold of you real quick? You get about 5 seconds.
Yeah, you can contact me at maya@michiganvaccinechoice.org and reach out to our website, michiganvaccine.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.